growing up? Do we know? And did you teach me about the great state of Iowa?
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. That's right, folks, the Grow Clinton Podcast, episode number 27. I'm alone in the studio with a very special guest. But before I introduce this special guest, I want to recognize our sponsor, Miles Communications. That's right. Fiber internet is powering Grow Clinton, ensuring that we have a clear, fast signal so we can podcast effectively. Again, Miles Communications. You can hit them up at milestelephone.com. Fast, affordable, and reliable internet, television, and telephone services brought to your homes and businesses. Check them out, milestelephone.com. So our guest today is somebody who it's going to be my favorite guest ever. And the only reason I can say that is because she gave birth to me, allegedly. I wasn't there to remember it, but my mother is joining us today on the podcast. Michelle Hart, thank you so much for joining us on the Grow Clinton Podcast.
You're very welcome. Happy to be here.
Now, you were excited about this. You're a little nervous because I basically told you you were going to do it. But one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the podcast was because you are a visitor to the greater Clinton region. You don't come out here that often. But whenever you do, you have great things to say about our community. So I think it's always important to pause and capture those testimonials. And what better way to capture the testimonials than to interview your own mother? So I want to ask you, when you come into our region, Mom, what do you enjoy doing?
Oh, well, there's a lot to do here. I go to Eagle Point.
Eagle Point Park, yeah, one of my faves.
Yeah, we take the grandkids there. We just had an amazing lunch at Homer's, which was super nice for us. We really enjoyed it. We just like walking around and seeing the sights along the river.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful and peaceful. We had lunch at the Candlelight Inn the other day, and that was nice. So there's so many things to do here.
There are. There's a tremendous amount of opportunities for visitors to take advantage of. And you being from Berks County, Pennsylvania, your hometown is I almost said Moton. That's where you used to live. Now you move. Now you're in Mooresville, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So for those that aren't aware, Mooresville, Berks County is about 40, 45 miles west of Philadelphia. So we have some great historical knowledge of where this country began, being an East Coast state. But growing up, did we know? And did you teach me about the great state of Iowa?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Oh,
I never really even traveled too far until you went into the military. Then everywhere you went, we went to visit, from basic training to Holloman. So that was our way of seeing the states.
Yeah, because you never flew before I joined the military, correct?
Well, I started to fly when I got my job.
Yeah.
And I had to go to... it was Memphis, Tennessee.
And
that was my first flight when they still served meals on the plane. And but since that time, I flew many times, and I've flown out here several times too.
Yeah. So now you come to visit us at good old Clinton, IA. So one of the components of Grow Clinton, we do a lot of community development, economic development, but we have a huge focus on tourism. And we do that mainly because often when you figure out you're going to move to a new location, you become a tourist first. And then you look around and say, hey, there's opportunity here. I'm very excited about relocating. So when my mom comes to visit, of course, we knock out the big ones. Eagle Point Park, always a huge fan. You said you had lunch at Homer's. We do Candlelight. We check out the downtown. So there's a lot of things that you love and enjoy, but it's also a cool place, like you alluded to take the youngins out and about, correct? The kids?
Oh, absolutely. Again, my favorite spot is along the river, just to walk and how you have benches and we just noticed some of the beautiful artwork up there now. So I'm really passionate about just community involvement. And I see that in Clinton. I really do. I was really involved when I worked, retired a year now and really enjoying it. But when I worked, I was really involved in the community, and because I was in HR, that was what I did. And I see so much of what you're doing here, and I'm super proud of you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mom. I appreciate that.
That was not rehearsed.
That was not rehearsed. Mom loves her son, and I'm a mama's boy for sure. So one of the things that I enjoy doing when you come and visit is the opportunity to showcase our community. And I hope when you go back to Pennsylvania, you have great things to say about the Clinton region.
Oh, we always do. Besides the family, which is number one why we're here, you do have a lot to offer here. Sorry we're not here for this upcoming concert.
Tailgate and Tall Boys.
Yeah.
Located right behind you there is the Flyer, Mom.
Well, you know, I always mess up that.
And you're a huge concert goer, right? You guys like it. If it's a good polka, you guys will go sit down in some lawn chairs for a good polka.
No, we actually really like the country music. Yeah. And that's what we do when we're at home. We find these concerts, local concerts, just like you're having here, where you know, get your lawn chair out, have a few beverages, and just really enjoy being outside. And the concert's outside. It's really nice. And this is amazing what you're doing here. I wish they could do something like this locally in Berks County.
Yeah. Kudos to Mayor Madison and Josh Eggers, the Parks and Rec Director, really for leading the charge on Tailgate and Tall Boys. Again, for those that aren't aware, that's a huge concert series we have coming up. This podcast is recorded on the 20th of May, 2024. But our next Tailgate and Tall Boys, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can get your passes. Headliners include Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman, and Shinedown. So it's going to be a cool concert series. I wish I could just bring you back and you could hang out.
Oh, you can.
But you have to buy some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Okay, I don't have any of those.
No, we'll find a place to get you that stuff. Well, Mom, I want to thank you so much for visiting. I want to thank you so much for your continued support. Obviously, I joined the military at 18, left shortly after graduation from high school, went off to the Wild Blue Yonder, served in the Air Force for 12 years, and then 2012 found myself back here in Clinton, Iowa. And you've been coming out and visiting a long time. And whenever you come out, you always have great things to report about our community. And I'm glad that you see the kind of resurgence in our downtown, the public art. I mean, we're trying all sorts of different things, really in the form of placemaking to make this location feel like home.
Oh, absolutely. And I really mean that when I say about the different things that you offer out here. When my husband and I walk around or just, you know, get in the car and drive to different places, little things catch my eye from being an outsider. The paintings on the wall. Again, I always go back to the river. I mean, that's something that I wish we had something close to our house, but it's really nice and it's so well kept. Even when we were in Homer's today, my husband commented how nice this was and clean and just friendly, just making our lunch. They were so friendly.
Yeah.
You don't see that in a lot of communities. You know, we're from the East Coast. Everything is rushed all the time. That was one of the first things I noticed when we came out here many years ago. We went into a grocery store and it was a very slow pace. That's not how it is, you know, back in the Philly area. It's fast pace.
Yeah. Now people always comment on the Midwest nice. And if you're from the Midwest, you don't realize it, but it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the last time you guys were out here, we went to Fairway. I believe that's where it was. And that's back when the people at Fairway still wore the white button-up shirt and the black ties. And I remember even my father saying that it was so cool to see something like that because you don't get that kind of customer service often, especially in the East Coast.
Yeah, and it does take a lot of people to make things happen. Again, I'm going to just go back to when I was working. We knew how involved it was to put on an event. And that's what I truly appreciate when I go to places and they're putting on nice events. I know what's behind the scenes to that. And I appreciate it. And I also make sure I tell people that I appreciate what they're doing, because it takes an army to put on an event like, you know, this that you're putting on a couple weeks.
Yeah. June 18th, just speaking of events, we have our annual meeting hosted by Grow Clinton. Again, that's June 18th. Doors open, or I should say gates, at 4 o'clock, because we host it over at the Lumber King Stadium, Nelson Core Field here in Clinton, Iowa. Come on in, 4 o'clock. Check everything out. We will be having some drinks, some cocktails. We'll have some food, and then we're going to have a live band. Spoiler alert is the live band that we have this year, Mom, and I'm pretty excited about that. I got an in. I know the lead guitarist's wife. She's a good friend of mine, and she's awesome. And you would really like her because she's really crafty.
Okay.
And she bedazzles like everything. So you and her would get along. And she actually commented on here. I want to tell everyone that we should go over to the Rusty Barrel because people want to meet Mr. Clinton's mom. And that's what they referred to me as, is Mr. Clinton. So that's funny. And then also somebody else commented here on our thread wanting to know if you brought me my ice cream scoop from Citizens First Bank. Did you bring me my ice cream scoop back?
Oh my gosh, we forgot that.
Gosh, Ma. I've been looking for that dang thing forever.
And I was going to mail it to you for your birthday, and Glenn said, no, don't do that. We'll take it out to him. And now we forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
Now I'm embarrassed.
You just want to hold on to it. It's a quality ice cream scoop. For those of you that are not aware, as we go down the rabbit hole of an ice cream scoop, but one of the coolest little tchotchke items, one of the giveaways that I ever received was an ice cream scoop from Citizens First Bank here in Clinton, Iowa, when I first moved to the area, and I lost it, and now I found it. My mother has it back in Pennsylvania, and I want my ice cream scoop back. So we're going to do a GoFundMe page to raise money so you can ship my ice cream scoop back to its rightful owner.
I'll send it to you for Father's Day.
Oh, look at you.
It's not like we had room in our car to bring anything out. Yeah. We brought everything out.
You brought me a new lawnmower out here to Clinton. So again, helping with the aesthetic appeal of our community. Yes. By offering me an opportunity to mow my lawn, and you that was great. Yes, you brought a weird, I always said it when you were driving out, and if you got pulled over, that would be weird to explain what all you had in the back of that vehicle, because it was a vast cornucopia of different things.
No room for an ice cream scoop.
So, Mom, we always love when you come out here and visit. It's so exciting to be able to see you, and I know we don't get to see each other often, but when you come, it's always a very special time, and the entire community is excited that you are here. And I can say that confidently because they comment on Facebook about it.
Okay, well, I'm sure, and thank you. I mean, yes, my heart is out here in Iowa with you guys. I love spending time with the grandkids. The littlest one keeps us busy.
Emery, my 2-year-old.
But that's good, and so proud to see Adeline dance in her dance recital. She was absolutely stunning. And Drew with his baseball tournament, he did a great job. And we enjoyed baking out in the sun for hours, but it was all worth it. Good times. I mean,
and your husband's injecting local economic contributions via cash because he's right now at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
He is.
That's shopping.
He wanted to get there. Yes.
So,
and
yeah.
I said, you can go to the podcast. He said, no, you go. I'll shop at Blaine's. So it's always wonderful to come out here. We make the trip twice a year, not during the wintertime because of your snow. We don't have a ton of snow anymore back in the east, but we do enjoy coming out here. You know that. And saying goodbye is the hardest thing to do, but we know that there's going to be another time to come and visit.
Yeah, and when you do, bring my ice cream scoop, would you?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode 27th. Of the Grow Clinton podcast, recorded on the 20th of May, 2024, where I had a chance to speak with my mother, which you don't always get the opportunity to do on a podcast. But one of the things we can say is that tourism generates wealth, economic injection of new sales for local businesses. It's just a good opportunity for us to continue to grow and develop as a community. So always support tourism. Whenever you bring somebody in the community, make sure they shop local. Make sure they check out our restaurants. Make sure you showcase all the amenities we have. Send them back with a story of optimism and good things happening in the greater Clinton region. Until next time, folks, stay awesome. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.